I'm excited, man. You know, first and foremost, I want to thank God, you know, for letting us, without him, none of this is possible. My wife for always, you know, being there for me, and, you know, Rob and Rick and my agent, Brian Murphy at A1 for making this happen right before camp so we don't have to worry about it. You know, I want to thank the Wolf family, you know, for having faith in me and believing in me, and also, you know, in the fans, you know, the coaches, Coach Zimmer, Coach Dre, Andre Patterson, for helping me master my technique, and, you know, but into the fans, the best fans in the world, that, you know, it's something special is going to happen here, and, you know, we have to believe, and they have to believe it, and you got to believe it in your heart, and we got to go out there each and every day to do work.
So it's 4 years, you got six more.
Right? Yeah, I got these 2 years and four more years of extension.
What does it say that they have such confidence that you're going to be an effective player into your mid-30s?
I think I was fortunate to sit behind Jared for 4 years, you know, so I don't have all the wear and tear on my body like people that get thrown in the fire from the beginning. So it shows that they have extreme confidence and faith in me, and that they believe in my abilities to go out there and help this team win the championship, because that's our number one goal each and every year, and have high expectations for yourself and the team, and, you know, but it shows that they have faith and tremendous, you know, high hopes for me too as well.
Emerson, you got in twice, a couple of paydays, you know, after your first contract and all that, and I know you came in here just wanting a shot. How much appreciation do you have for the last 5 years and what's happened in Baltimore?
Man, it means I'm a Viking for life, you know, and my appreciation is high, man. I appreciate each day I step on the football field. I appreciate the coaching staff, you know, the ownership, the organization. You know, it just shows me that, you know, that they respect me more than a player and as a man too. So, you know, I can never take that for granted, and I have to go out there and play balls to the wall now, like I always do. You know, I don't have to change nothing in my play, but just take my game to the next level each and every day, and, you know, and help this team win.
Ever since the last training camp in Mankato, are you gonna miss it next year?
Yeah, of course. You know, this is my eighth season. This is my eighth training camp in Mankato. You know, I'm the second longest 10-year player here besides Brian Robertson. So, yeah, I'm gonna miss it. But, you know, getting that new Egan's facility is gonna be awesome. You know, it's gonna be, you know, top of the line. But yeah, it's gonna be hard to leave Mankato. But at the same time, I'm gonna love it because we're gonna have a brand new facility.
Some of the young defensive linemen coming in this year?
Oh, man, we got tremendous athletes. You know, we have Lynn Ball, we have Tom Johnson, we have Daniil Hunter, we have hopefully Sharif can get back. You know, we got Shamar. We have a great group of defensive linemen that, you know, that can get the job done on a high level, that, you know, Andre Patterson trusts in and believes in on a high level. And, you know, the biggest thing for us is come together and work. You know, it starts with this process of grinding and coming together as a team and coming together as a unit to be able to get where we want to go. And we could be the best, but it's up to us. Like Coach Patterson always says, it ain't easy being great. You know, you got to go out there and work each and every day to be great. And, you know, and that's what we have to do.